What a heartbreaker of a loss. You guys have played so well in that first half, and then Southwestern Heights got pretty hot from the field in the second half and just couldn't get things going in that half.
No, we had some breakdowns defensively, and when they made their run, we didn't even guard their shooters. So, I mean, they knocked down open shots, so credit to them, but we didn't guard them. We had some opportunities right away. You know, we started the second half off with three wide open attempts, and two of them we turned over, and so we didn't make the plays that we needed to. And then it was just the entire night they got to the basket at will, and we got to do a better job with that.
Is it just kind of one of those things? I mean, you guys were executing your offense in the first half. Was it something that Southwestern Heights did in the second half that kind of denied you what you guys were doing in that first half?
Oh, no, not at all. We just didn't do it. We stopped throwing the ball inside, and then we let Hunter, you know, be the majority of our offense, which is, you know, that's fine. He played well, but we got to have guys step up around him. And, you know, we just had so many breakdowns offensively and defensively. You know, we had some turnovers that were careless, and we had some defensive rotations that were just poor. And, again, keeping the ball in front of us and just the lack of defense that we played tonight was not good. Off the ball defense too, you know, we kept getting beat off the bounce, and then our guys didn't have any clue where they were coming to help from, and they snuck in and back cut us. But you know, it's a team that we said was scrappy. They attacked the basket extremely hard, and sometimes those shots fall, so we just, you know, got to hand it to them, because they took it to us in the second half, and they rattled us, and we didn't step up and meet the challenge.
I think one big key as well was the free throw shooting. It struggled all night there. Jackson Lewis was able to get you guys tied up late in the game, and he'd been struggling from the field tonight. But, you know, you mentioned a great night from Hunter Yeager with 22 points there tonight, and he was big for you guys. But also another big one in the first half, especially in a basket in the second half, was Ronnie Weathers. His hustle, he ended up with 10 points, and, you know, he had a great night overall as well.
Yeah, he did, and you know, unfortunately, we couldn't get him in there in the second half as much as we probably wanted to. It kind of became more of a guard play game. But, you know, how about our guys just – we take two charges, and there's probably 10 charges to be taken out there. So we've got to have some guys step up and sacrifice their body to take a charge. You know, that's some of the reasons why not everybody played as much as they maybe should have, because they weren't willing to step up there and take a charge. With a team that's going to drive the ball that much, you ought to be taking 4 to 5 charges in that game easy. But, you know, unfortunately, we weren't very smart down the stretch. You know, we had two team fouls with under a minute left, and we already know that we're going to be extremely aggressive on the ball out away from the basket and maybe, you know, go aggressively try to get a steal. And if we foul, so what? Well, we ended up fouling on and ones. We give up two and ones in the last 30 seconds, which is, you know, those things are not supposed to happen. So you got to be smarter, and I got to be smarter trusting people to do that.
Well, now you find yourselves, you guys have dropped two in a row now at 8-8 on the year, and four big games left in the season. Your non-con's done here, and you go to Colby on Friday, and it's not going to be easy from here on out here, starting with the Eagles on Friday.
Oh, absolutely not. We needed this game, and we let it go by, and so now, yeah, it's an uphill climb. You know, we've got the guys that can do it, but this one's going to hurt them for a little bit. Or it should anyway. So Colby's an extremely, you know, good team. They kind of play at their own pace, and they don't really allow you to speed them up too much. So we're going to have to be very physical, and I think we just probably lost on the boards tonight too. So we're definitely going to have to take care of that. I mean, that comes down to heart. You know, having guys that are going to have a little bit of heart to go fight for a rebound, because Friday night's not going to be easy at all.
I know this is a tough one to swallow here. You guys had the lead for all but the last 9 seconds of the game there. And Coach Brian Gentry joins us post-game. Thanks, Coach, for stopping by in a tough night. We'll talk to you later on the week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.